Local police say a Bend man with a medical marijuana license is allowed to have 4.5 pounds of the drug, but was caught with 72 pounds of processed marijuana. Ken Mannix, the head of the Central Oregon Drug Enforcement Team, says they arrested 52-year-old Ronald Schutte of Bend. A traffic stop turned up 10 pounds of marijuana packaged to sell. In the truck with him was 50-year-old Gregory Stites, who holds a medical marijuana license. They went to his home and found 72 pounds of marijuana. Mannix says this seems to be a growing trend.
Unfortunately, we've seen an increase in the number of medical marijuana grows, not just in the Tri-County area, but statewide, that are operating out of compliance, i.e., they are in possession of more processed marijuana, the marijuana that they're allowed to have by law, or they're growing more plants than they're allowed to grow, or they're selling the product, which under state law, you're not allowed to sell marijuana at all.
He also says overall it's been a very busy year for marijuana busts in Central Oregon. Deschutes County Commissioners still have not met with District Attorney Patrick Flaherty over reinstating a recently fired investigator. Sharon Sweet was fired by the DA's office in early October, but the county reinstated her shortly thereafter. County Commissioner Alan Unger says they are providing work for Sweet until her employment can be resolved.
Well, the big picture is that Patrick, District Attorney Flaherty, doesn't want her to work in his office. We feel like his dismissal is not legal, and so we are continuing to keep her hired, and we have work for her to do in other capacities, but we'll still be charging that money out to the district attorney's office until we get things worked out better.
The county hopes to find other full-time employment for Sweet. Currently, the district attorney's office has no investigators. President Obama and other leaders at the G20 summit are pushing for a solution to the economic crisis in Greece. European leaders have made an agreement to decrease Greece's debt and avoid financial meltdown. But Greece's prime minister wanted to put the issue up for a vote, but he has called that off. Financial advisor Tyler Simonis with Northwest Quadrant Wealth Management says what's happening over there certainly affects us.
The shocks in Europe could push us over the edge. If Europe heads into a pretty bad recession, then they are a really big economy. In fact, their economy in aggregate, all 17 members, is bigger than the U.S. economy. And so they would certainly have an influence on the supply. The demand would go down, and so we would have an issue here.
G20 leaders feel it's more important to save the euro for Europe than saving Greece. They say Greece will not receive any more aid from Europe until it decides whether to stay in the eurozone. Culver School District No. 4 is asking Jefferson County residents for help in restoring some aging school facilities. The November 8th ballot will ask for approval of a $14.5 million bond to give all three Culver schools the maintenance and upgrading they need. Superintendent Stephanie Garber says the school board approved a task force made of a variety of community members to itemize the needs of the district and get the bond on the ballot.
This task force felt that these projects can't wait. If you think about the economy's down and all of those things, there's plenty of reasons to not do it now, but this task force felt that it can't wait because we don't want to close our doors and we don't want to wait until there's something with catastrophic failures.
Garber says if passed, the bond will cost taxpayers $3.46 per $1,000 assessed value of their land. Garber adds that so far she's gotten more positive feedback about the measure than criticism and feels hopeful about its passage. Now that winter driving conditions are hitting us in Central Oregon, ODOT has an important reminder to slow down and respect the weather and other drivers. Oregon transportation officials say we can spend millions of taxpayer dollars and countless hours making our roads and highways safer, but ODOT's Peter Murphy says dangerous drivers can undo all that hard work.
As I was driving on Highway 97 myself, and there was a full-blown snowfall coming down, and someone wanted to pass a bunch of other people. And we all have our time schedules, and we want to meet them and all that, but we don't want to put other people at risk as a consequence of it. Everybody's time is the same value to everybody, so no one has more valuable time compared to somebody else, and so we should share the road equally.
Murphy says it's also good to have a full tank of gas and extra food and water and blankets in your car. That's in case you're stranded or affected by an accident that could take hours for emergency officials to clear. And coming up at 5:30, the latest on the Lori Blaylock murder trial. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.